An extraordinarily good one, but still something that had been created on paper with strokes of charcoal and a few pale colors. Susanna remembered how she had returned to the Plaza Park Hyatt Hotel after her first visit to the allure of Castle Discordia, and how she'd come here to Fedek after her last palaver with Mia in the shelter of the Merlin. How the sky and the castle and the very stone of the Merlin had torn open. And then, as if her thought had caused it, Mia's face was ripped apart from hairline to chin. Her fixed and dulling eyes fell crookedly away to either side, her lips split into a crazy double-twin grin, and it wasn't blood that poured out of that widening fissure in her face, but a stale-smelling white powder. Susanna had a fragmented memory of T.S. Eliot. Hollow men, stuffed men, headpiece filled with straw. And Lewis Carroll, why, you're nothing but a pack of cards. Before Mia's Dan Titi raised its unspeakable head from its first meal. Its blood-smeared mouth opened and it hoisted itself, lower legs scrabbling for purchase on its mother's deflating belly, upper ones almost seeming to shadowbox at Susanna. It squealed with triumph, and if it had at that moment chosen to attack the other woman who had given it nurture, Susanna Dean would surely have died next to Mia. Instead, it returned to the deflated sack of breast from which it had taken its first suck, and tore it off. The sound of its chewing was wet and loose. A moment later, it burrowed into the hole it had made, the white human face disappearing while Mia's was obliterated by the dust boiling out of her deflating head. There was a harsh, almost industrial sucking sound, and Susanna thought, it's taking all the moisture out of her. All the moisture that's left. And look at it. Look at it swell, like a leech on a horse's neck.